The next patient is Robert Roubal, R-O-U, B like in boy, A-L. Robert, number one, clinical case of a 60-year-old white male that was followed in this office because of the presence of CKD-3B, period. The CKD is associated to the administration of non-steroidal anti-inflammatories for low back pain. The patient was a truck driver for more than 10 years, period. The patient was admitted to the hospital with a COVID-19 infection and had acute deterioration of the kidney function that needed the initiation of renal replacement therapy, period. The patient was admitted to the chronic program during the last week of 2021, period. The patient has not recovered the smell or the taste, has noticed that he continues to urinate. He says that at times more than 250 cc's. That between dialysis has not gained any weight. He continues to be in 144 pounds, which is 66 kilos. And he says that after the dialysis, he feels completely drained, period. Doesn't complain of cramps, period. This could be fluid related, and for that reason, we are going to increase the body weight to 66.5 kilos, period. And the patient has an efficiency of dialysis, KT over V, that is 1.85 with an estimate with a URR, uniform Roger, URR of 80%. For that reason, we are going to cut the time to 3 hours and 15 minutes. We continue to monitor the kidney function, period. A kidney biopsy was performed while in the hospital, and the report is consistent with the neuropathy associated to COVID. Period. There is evidence. Of 18 glomeruli of out of 31 globally sclerosed, period. The glomeruli are enlarged and the mesangium shows PAS, Papa Alpha Sierra positive, mild mesangial expansion, period. No evidence of crescents, period. There is moderate interstitial fibrosis associated to tubular atrophy, comprising 50% of the cortical tissue. There was a patchy moderate interstitial infiltrate consisting of lymphocytes, predominantly in the areas of scarring. Granulomatous inflammation is also present. The tubules are dilated and they have a proteinaceous casts. The artery and arterioles show mild intimal sclerosis and medial thickening. Period. Taking into consideration the pathological findings, the possibility of recovery of some kidney function is high. Period. The patient will continue with a close follow-up in order to make the necessary changes at the right time. Period. Number two, the patient has chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, oxygen and prednisone dependent, that is followed by the pathologist. Period. The patient was able to overcome the COVID-19 infection. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Following number, gout. The patient has been treated with the administration of allopurinol and colchicine during the flare-ups. Following number, hypomagnesemia, that is related to PPIs, now is under control. Following number BPH, that is followed with the urologist, Dr. Onishi, S-I-H-I. Following number, lumbago status post fusion of the vertebra, period. We are going to follow up the case in 4 months. We are going to follow the case also at the kidney function, at the kidney center, on a weekly basis, period.